Blog Talk Radio.
We must believe. You got to believe. That's what God's saying to us. That we just got to believe. We just got to believe. No matter what, we just got to believe. Believe what the Word of God say in every situation. I just got to believe. There is goodness around the corner. Something better for you if you just believe. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. The message today is the same as it's been being, and that is to preach the truth, the true gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We're going to have a word of prayer, and then we'll get into this week's lesson. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. Your word says, in everything give thanks, for this is your will. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word. Who it's through your word that we learn who we are and what we are. It's through your word, Father God, that we've learned that you are a good God. We've learned that of your goodness. We've learned, Father God, that you make our minds be at rest through your word, because you said, let not your heart be troubled. But ye that believe in God, believe also in me. Thank you for the ability to believe this morning, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that we're going to affirm who you are and what you are. You're a good Father. You're a good God. You've been the God, the slow to, and very quick for mercy. I must say that as well. Hallelujah. The angle just lasts for a night, but your sweetness comes in the morning. I thank you, Father God, for these light afflictions. They don't mean anything because we know joy cometh in the morning. We look, Father God, to you for our help. We learn through Christ's suffering. We know, Father God, that you will protect us and you will perfect us in you. Why? Because you have made us and not we ourselves. Thank you, Father God, for this broadcast. I pray for the Beasley family, especially that of Gloria Beasley. Father God, I lift her up, her children, her grandchildren, and her great-grandchildren. We just pray that the spirit of mercy be there. We know they're going through a lot, Father God, so we just lift them before you and bless that whole family. We understand it's something when you lose loved ones anyway, and then you turn around and lose your grandchild and your great-grandchild and all of this. I just thank you, Father God, that you're going to give her peace that goes beyond understanding. Father God, may this week's lesson edify you and not us. May you get the glory and not us. And we ask these and all blessings in Christ's name. And for his sakes we do pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, okay. Well, Pastor Bell. Hallelujah. Our foundational scripture is Hebrews 8 and 1 and 2. There again, brothers and sisters, I must admit that God have put this in my spirit, and until he released me, this is where I'm going to be. So for those that don't want to hear this message, you might want to move on because you don't want to hear truth. Because he gave me the scripture to back it up. God have told me to take the minds of true believers. Write that down now. True believers, not any kind of believers, but true believers. And were to be directly to heaven, sanctuary, where Christ entered to make an atonement for his people. See, just like any other high priest, he goes into the, you know what, that's probably what we'll talk about this week too, about the role of a high priest. Because you'll see that in this foundational scripture. Well, we'll read the first three verses then. Maybe that's what I need to do, is read the first, make sure everybody on the same page here. Let's read the first five verses of the eighth chapter of the book of Hebrews. That's where our foundational scripture will be this week. But like I said, God have told me to tell true believers, they are to direct their minds to the heavenly sanctuary where Christ is, where he have entered in once. And I have scriptures for you. Colossians 3 and 1, seek those things above. That's if you've been risen. Seek those things above where Christ seated on the right-hand side. So I got supporting cast for you here. But the star of this message this week is going to be a minister of the sanctuary, which happens to be Christ. So it reads like this without any further ado. It says, now of the things which we have spoken, this is the psalm. We have such an high priest who is sit on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched and not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifice. Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. For if he were on the earth, if he was on the earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law. Mm-hmm. Whoever serve unto the example, a shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, he said he, that thou making all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mountains. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And good afternoon, everyone. And I stand in agreement, Pastor, with that prayer. Amen. So reading Hebrews 8, 1 through 5 from the New Translation, it says, here is the main point. We have a high priest who sat down in the place of honor beside the throne of the majesty God in heaven. There he ministers in the heavenly tabernacle, the true place of worship that was built by the Lord and not by human hands. And since every high priest is required to offer gifts and sacrifices, our high priest must make an offering too. If he were here on earth, he would not even be a priest, since there already are priests who offer the gifts required by the law. They serve in a system of worship that is only a copy, a shadow of the real one in heaven. For when Moses was getting ready to build the tabernacle, God gave him this warning: be sure that you make everything according to the pattern I have shown you here on the mountain. Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Listen, brothers and sisters, I want you all to really meditate on this week. Christ is our high priest. Now, you're going to have to probably, we'll deal with some high priests, okay, this week. That's what the Lord is putting in my spirit. So, let's start with, we're in the book of Hebrews. So we're going to start with this one right here, because we'll go back, because you got to understand that in the world of high priests, they all did some of the same things. The only difference is Christ couldn't be a high priest here. Now you may ask why, because first of all, Christ did not come to work under the law.
Okay.
He comes to fulfill the law. And if he was the high priest here, he would have to operate under the law and not under grace and truth.
Mm-hmm. All right. Say that.
He couldn't do it. So his position wouldn't allow him to do that. It was necessary that he operate in his proper place, which happens to be the heavenly sanctuary right alongside of God. Tabernacle right alongside of God. And it was his job. See, the earthly high priest could only talk to God. They weren't allowed to sit with God. Can I say that one more time? They weren't allowed to sit with God.
Mm-hmm.
They was allowed to touch blood, but their blood would not do what needed to be done. And that was to make us whole. And the only way we could be made whole was with the blood of Christ. Now, but here's the thing that just blesses me. It blesses me. God didn't trust nobody with the blood of Christ. Nobody. Bible says he took his own blood. See, because there had been a lot of mixing and mingling with blood. Those high priests in there, God could say, okay, well, the high priest, you take the blood of Christ. No, God said, no, it ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. Not on this watch. Even though they got a glimpse of what this was about, there were certain things they couldn't do. And they definitely weren't going to be messing with the blood of Christ. Can you imagine what would have taken place if they had mixed and mingled with the blood of Christ like they did in the past?
Have mercy.
All they didn't mix and mingle with, they sold it.
Have mercy.
So God didn't trust none of them. None of them. So the Bible says Jesus took his own blood and entered into the heaven once and for all. Gave the blood to the Father. The Father examined the blood and said, that's it. Sit here on the right until your enemy become your footstool.
All right.
And then he was assigned the task of high priest to offer gifts and sacrifice that was different from the priesthood of the world. They were limited. And this is this is important, brothers and sisters, that you get the full message of this. So this week we're going to talk about some priests, because that's very important. Very few people really understand the high priest job. That's why it's so important that you get this. Understand the high priest job. Christ is a minister of the sanctuary, the one that God built, and not man. Moses could only look at it. He couldn't do it.
All right.
See, we can't play with this any longer, brothers and sisters. So we're going to talk about the high priest this week. That's going to be very important. So get your notes, and we're going to go down the line of a list of what the earthly priest did and to show you the difference between the earthly priest and Christ as a priest. Matter of fact, the chief priest, high priest, wanted Christ to minister. He said, no, he can't do it. And you're going to see that this week. Because, see, he couldn't minister to the law. He had to fulfill the law. He didn't come to live under the law.
All right.
But he came so we could have life everlasting. The law only allowed you to have temporary life. In other words, it would only, your sins were covered. Christ did away with sin. His blood did away with sin.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
That's why I want everybody to get a glimpse of this, because as you get into this, you'll see Moses could only see a shadow of what was to happen once Christ got here. So he established everything, designed everything to like God had told him to do, and had priests and but what he couldn't have was a true sanctuary, because that spot belongs to Christ. So it's a lot here to unpack, but we're going to start off with the high priest and some of his job. Because how you going to understand Christ's job when I tell you, I say, Christ is a high priest, a minister of the true sanctuary. And you are to be directed to that. I'm not going to change it. That's what God told me to tell everybody, to take the minds of true believers, not any kind of believers, true believers. How I know that? Because that's what he's looking for. John 4:24, he said that's what he's seeking. Christ told us that before he left here. He's seeking for true believers, not anybody, but he's seeking for true believers that are going to worship him in spirit and in truth. That's where you worship it, in the sanctuary. Well, how about the heavenly sanctuary? Since we are spiritual, put your spiritual mind on and get out of the flesh. See, people think get out the flesh is coming out the world. But once you've been exalted, you know that flesh is fleshly church. You are really the church. And that become a reality. See? Then you know that. Then you're going to be able to appreciate what we're going to talk about this week. And that is directing the true believers' minds, not anybody, but minds of the true believers. God said, direct them to the heavenly sanctuary where Christ have entered in to make an atonement. Now, if you don't go into the sanctuary with Christ, he won't be able to make the atonement for you. Because he's a high priest. That's another reason we need to really talk about what a high priest is. In Hebrews 2:17, we'll go with that one as one of our scriptures. Hebrews 2:17, it reads like this. Wherefore, in all things, it behooved him to be made likened unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in these pertaining to God to make reconciliation of the sins of the people.
Amen, amen. And from the New Translation, therefore, if it was necessary for him to be made in every respect like us, his brothers and sisters, so that he could be our merciful and faithful high priest before God, then he could offer a sacrifice that would take away the sins of the people. Amen.
See, the worldly high priest, and just for the purpose of talking, we're talking about high priests, we're talking about ministers, we're talking about people that was in the temple, that was over the people's lives, but they were limited. Just for 1 year, they could cover their sin. They wasn't faithful in it. They would take the blood, mix and mingle with it. The Jekinah glory then killed several people. And I won't get into that today, but we will get into it. And they wasn't faithful. The Bible said these high priests, they was faithful. Christ was faithful. Hebrews 3:1 says, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers, heavenly calling, consider the apostles and the high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. He's our high priest, man. Treat him like a high priest. I told you all on yesterday. And I think it's bad what the church is doing. I really do. I think it's bad what they're doing to Christ, what they're doing to God. You can go on and read it, Pastor.
Okay. Hebrews 3:1. And so, dear brothers and sisters who belong to God and are partners with those called to heaven, think carefully about this Jesus whom we declare to be God's messenger and high priest. Amen.
Why do they call us holy brothers? Guess why? I'm glad you asked. You know why you're holy brother? Because your spirit is in heaven. You're seeking those things above. When he said, be ye holy like your heavenly Father, that's because your spirit is in Christ. You're acknowledging that there is a true tabernacle. You're acknowledging that there is a true sanctuary, and Christ is the minister of it. Now, if you don't acknowledge that, how you going to be holy? Oh, because you speak the word of God? Men speak the word of God all the time. Don't make them holy. What makes you holy? You're there with God. You're in Christ. You're seated in Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right. To your profession. And he called you holy brethren, partakers. Have you took your part? Have you took your part? Because that's what partakers is. A partaker, somebody take their part. Have you taken your part to the heavenly calling? Woo, underline that right there with me. Yeah, heavenly calling. Oh, you thought that man, you're on earth. No, he calling you to heaven, man, for you to worship there in spirit and in truth. Why you think John 4 says it's a must? It's a must. This ain't nothing you can, this is a must.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about that word must, it's just like for instance, if you would join the United States Army, it's a must that you get a physical. It's no other way around it. You can't get no doctor's excuse, not if you're going to participate in combat. Now, we got a police force here. If you're going to be part of this police force, there's a regiment. There's a lot of things you have to go through. You have to jump at least 3 feet, and you have to run up at least 10 stairs and 10 down. You got to be able to snatch a 150-pound body and drag it at least 50 yards. I mean, there's a lot of – that's a must, or you won't get the job.
Well,
you must worship God in spirit and in truth. It's a must. It ain't nothing you can get around.
Yeah.
Oh, you know I got paper for you. So that's in John 4. Just for those that might want to know where that word is. You must. Mm-hmm. That's what Jesus said. He looking for somebody that's what God looking for, somebody that's going to worship him in spirit and in truth. But he says you must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hebrews 4:14 says, seeing that we have this great high priest. Now, we see that we got this great high priest. Now, what you going to do about it? He passed into the heaven. Talking about Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession.
Amen. So, from the New Living Translation, it says, so then, since we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe. Amen.
Yeah. You profess what you believe. That's what profession is. You say what you are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm a Baptist. I belong to, Sideway Creek Baptist Church. I belong to the temple of the, wherever you believe, that's what you confess.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in Christ Jesus. I believe Christ is my high priest. I believe that Christ is my minister. And and you know where I go? I go to his temple. I go to his sanctuary. Well, where is that? Can you have an address for that? Yeah, GPS won't find this one, brothers and sisters.
Say it. Say that.
Your GPS will get lost.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Be like a bat in the daytime. It'll get lost. It won't know where it's at.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit himself. Listen, brother, you ask God to show you this stuff.
Yes.
Because Jesus Christ is the true minister of the true sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I guarantee you can ask any preacher that's over a church, like a pastor, they won't receive this here. They'll try to twist it. And you tell them, say, well, they say, what church you go to? Well, I attend the sanctuary of God. I attend the sanctuary of Christ.
Mm.
Well, this is God's sanctuary, so you're lying. How can you prove it? He says, which the Lord pitched and not man. So he ain't talking about no man sanctuary. He ain't talking about no man tabernacle. Big mm-hmm. difference. See, they're showing you the one Moses pitched that God told him, okay, I want you to make it just like this. Because once Christ come and he take that blood and bring it to me, this is where I want you guys worshiping me, in spirit and in truth, and not in Jerusalem, John 4, and not on this mountain, John 4. What I'm looking for is somebody that's going to believe me enough, have enough faith that I have a sanctuary in heaven. That's what Hebrews 11 is about anyway. All these people, they believed in Christ. Hadn't seen it yet. All they had was the word of God. Same thing you have. All you got is the word of God. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be talking about high priests, their job, why we have them, why we need them, and then you're going to understand why Christ would like to be your high priest. He wants to be your high priest. But it's up to you to choose him. But anybody mm-hmm. have any questions about today's lesson, press 1. But it's going to be a good lesson this week, and we're talking about what God has put in my spirit is to tell people about this heavenly sanctuary that he expects for you as true believers, not anybody, but true believers to attend.
Yes, amen.
Anyone have any questions, any comments, anything? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, praise God. Well, Pastor, I'd like to read Hebrews 4, 14 through 16 from the Message Bible. And it reads, the high priest who cried out in pain. But it says, now that we know we have Jesus, this great high priest, with ready access to God, let's not let it slip through our fingers. We don't have a priest who is out of touch with our reality. He's been through weakness and testing, experienced it all but the sin. So let's walk right up to him and get what he is so ready to give. Take the mercy, accept the help. Amen, amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
See, so when you talk about going boldly before the throne of grace, you're talking about going to the sanctuary.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Pastor. Anyone else? Hallelujah.